This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Ravens are known for their exceptional intelligence. In fact, they're sometimes referred to as flying primates.
We knew they are very smart, but nobody ever had really tested this using a big and comprehensive test battery, which also then really enabled us to say, is their cognitive performance similar to those of great apes or not?
Simone Pica is a cognitive scientist at the University of Osnabrück in Germany. She and her colleagues wanted to see how ravens would measure up to primates across a wide array of tasks. So they subjected 8 ravens to something called the Primate Cognition Test Battery. It's a series of 33 different tasks designed to assess various aspects of intelligence among primates. For example, one test is a game of cups. You may have seen it at a fair. You put an object under one of 3 cups, move the cups around, and then guess which cup the object's under. Other tasks tested the raven's ability to determine cause and effect or to understand different quantities. Peanuts were a popular test item to keep the birds motivated. Overall, the researchers found that 4-month-old ravens, which you might think of as teenage ravens, did just as well on most tasks as adult chimps and orangutans, except on tests of spatial skills.
That was a little bit surprising for us, but we used a test battery which was designed to test primate cognition. And these are tasks which may make sense for human children and maybe great apes, right? And now we use this for a species which is very different. They are flying, they have beaks, they communicate with their beaks, they don't have hands, whatever. So I would say here that maybe the task we used to test their spatial skills could be improved.
The results appear in the journal Scientific Reports. Kaylee Swift is a behavioral ecologist who studies crows and other corvids at the University of Washington. She says she was impressed by the results and how comprehensive the tests were, but says it can be hard to assess intelligence by comparing across species.
I'd like to see a sort of shift in our language from comparing ravens to primates, like calling them flying primates, to rethinking like how we scale animals and not putting them on such a linear scale, right? Where we're like, wow, birds are as smart as apes. That's amazing. Who would have thought? It's like, well, there's a bunch of different really smart animals and their natural history informs different aspects of their physical and social cognition. And like, it's much less linear than the narrative we often tell.
Animal intelligence, she says, is much more complex and variable than we think. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.